Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you noticed more road and bridge work lately? Well, it might be because of the $1 trillion for infrastructure that Congress passed and President Biden signed 7 months ago. But here's the thing. Inflation has spiked since then. And higher prices for pipes, asphalt, and other construction materials means that some infrastructure projects underway might take longer, or they might have to be scaled back. Louisiana's Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson joins us. He's also president of the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, we first spoke to you last year when you learned Louisiana would get an additional $7 billion in this infrastructure law. Now, though, my goodness, the cost of water pipes up 25%, asphalt up 14%, steel plates for bridges up 23%. How big a bite is inflation taking out of what you want to do?
It is an amazing thing to watch. You are correct that we have an unprecedented amount of money coming to the state for infrastructure. And unfortunately, we're seeing prices and bids come in nearly 50, 60% above the estimate. And
that is
quite alarming because I suspect that we are going to actually see about 60 to 70% of what we thought we would see if these trends continue.
So then what do? In some cases, do you have to cancel, postpone, slow down projects?
Well, actually, you know, we try not to do that. We have denied or rejected some of the bids that have come in, only to restructure them a little bit. So we will rescope them. We understand and look at the bids to see where the trends are. And it's not just inflation that is causing this pinch. We're seeing a shortage of transportation assets. We're seeing a tremendous availability of product. That's a huge component. And we're seeing competition shrink a little bit. And so all of those factors are contributing to what we have. So we spend a lot of time talking to contractors, encouraging them to bid. We try not to cancel. But unfortunately, when you see projects that are 50 to 60% above the estimate, we're going to feel that pinch much more significantly 6 months down the road after we probably spent a larger portion of what we were prepared to spend this year and are unable to continue at that same rate.
Well, let me ask you about one project. Just this week, you held a groundbreaking for a project that's been in the work for decades, this phase two of construction to elevate 19 miles of highway near coastal Golden Meadow, Louisiana. It's prone to flooding and slated to be finished by the end of 2027. Is that still on track? What's happening there?
We actually awarded that project roughly 6 months ago, and that bid came in at $463 million. If we had awarded that project in today's economy, we would be looking at somewhere near $100 million above our estimate, and that project would probably have had to been rejected. So that one just made the squeaker. But there are other projects, not necessarily just big projects, that are causing some of these challenges. It's a lot of small projects in Main Street, Louisiana. Small bridge projects are all going to be impacted by availability of resources as well as the competitive market. What we're seeing are fewer bidders on some projects. And so while we are typically looking at 4 to 5 bidders, we're seeing 2 to 3 bidders. And that is not a good sign in terms of what we're going to expect down the road building new infrastructure for America.
And what about outside of Louisiana? When you speak to officials in other states, do you hear similar jaw-dropping price tags and states trying to figure out what to do?
Through the American Association of State Highway Transportation Officials, I get a chance to visit with several of the other state transportation CEOs, and they're all seeing the same trends happening in our markets. And so not only are we competing state to state, but we're competing within our own states for industries, pipelines or water or broadband. Many other states had already invested resources and increase their investments. Louisiana recently did that when we passed our vehicle sales tax bill. That is actually going to be a part of what we hope will calm the trends and smooth over some of the economic trends we're seeing in our budget. And I know other states are doing the same thing, and having to close the gap with local resources, it just squeezes the overall pot for what can actually get done. And so we tell people, you might have expected 500 bridges. It might end up only being 390 bridges by the time we're done because of inflation. And we're hopeful that this trend doesn't last very long. We've been in it for a while, but we're starting to feel the effects of it much more significantly now.
Yeah. In many cases, whether it's in Louisiana or somewhere else, it's us, the ratepayers, that are going to be on the hook for this. Yeah, I read in a section of Little Rock, Arkansas, that people are going to have to pay an extra $146 a month in their water bills to put in new water lines. In the end, somebody's got to pay for this, right?
Well, absolutely. And so it's not only going to hit your pockets, it's going to hit the quality of life that you've expected, because the projects and the work that you had perhaps made decisions on, where you were going to buy a home or where you were going to work, those projects might not move as quickly as we had hoped that they would. And that's going to have an impact on life in this country all over the place. And we've seen this in other economies where, you know, it's cyclical, where you're going to have these peaks and valleys. And we're hopeful that we are coming down from that peak to smooth over those trends.
That's Sean Wilson, Secretary of Transportation in Louisiana. Sean, thanks
Thank
again
you.
For joining us.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.